Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And right now we take you live. Chris Hoffman is a reporter with KDKA-TV and along with Ian Smith, photographer, editor, who does an extraordinary job. They are in Florida on the Gulf Coast. And right now we catch them in the KDK news car. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
So tell us about your trip so far. When did you get there, and what have you seen, and where are you going?
Well, we flew in, Thursday night. Started Friday in the actual city of Fort Myers. Couldn't even get to the barrier islands or anything. Obviously, they're still cut off. And just even in the tourist area of downtown, you can see they were still recovering. You have trees that are just snapped like toothpicks, homes still digging out from all the mud, debris, storm surge left behind. And then went north to kind of an area between Sarasota and Fort Myers called Northport, where they're still dealing with flooding. Roads under just several feet of water. In some cases, you have people that evacuated for the storm, and they still haven't been able to get back to their house because roads are just under that much water.
Ian and Chris, the last time I was at a hurricane was Hurricane Andrew, where there 65 people died. And I remember the smell of death, quite frankly, where they pulled the bodies of two elderly folks from a home, and I'd interviewed them before the hurricane. There's this overwhelming feeling, Ian and Chris, and Ian first, of the enormity of the devastation when you're there, is there not, sir?
That's the truest statement, Marty, and I've known that smell of death when I covered Katrina. Fortunately, so far, it seems the death toll isn't too bad. We haven't really had that experience, but the enormity of the damage of the seeing people's lives just absolutely ruined is it really overwhelms you at times. And we even visited Pittsburgher Anthony Roman, owner of the Roman Bistro, who lives down here much of the year now over towards Fort Myers. And he was he got away from the wind damage a lot, but his home had 5 feet of storm surge just go right through it. And just watch everything get sucked out of his house was just simply amazing.
Hey, and to follow up on that, Ian, the Wall Street Journal reporting that 97% of the folks there have no flood insurance. So that adds to this misery index, does it not, gentlemen?
Absolutely, especially in these areas where you could tell, I mean, they're definitely poorer areas that are just absolutely inundated with floodwaters. And, you know, the flood insurance in these areas is almost unaffordable unless you have a lot of money. So, yeah, a lot of people are in a lot of trouble right now. Everything they have is gone and no way to replace it.
And they're inland. I mean, so these areas, we're not talking about just like right on the beach. I mean, like the one house, he's 20 miles inland from the beach. Wow. He does live on the intercoastal waterway, but that just shows how strong that storm surge was. And even miles away from the Gulf, people were still just inundated with floodwater.
And the problem they're having, too, also is the backwater. They have so much rain to the north, too, in Orlando, that all the 20 inches of rain, 24 inches of rain, it's all backwashing down the creeks and streams back towards the Gulf. And it's just these communities thought, okay, well, we dealt with it, and it's over now. No, it's just starting again. All of a sudden, these floodwaters are up 5 feet in front of their houses, and it's like terrible.
Like the one lady we spoke with, she said they were in a zone that officials said, you're fine. You can stay through the storm. She wakes up when the eye came over. It was just so quiet. And they woke up to 3 feet of water.
Wow.
And she was just like, what am I supposed to, what the heck happened?
Well, are you able to stick with us for a few minutes? We want to ask a few more questions. You guys good?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
All right, we're with Chris Hoffman. Ian Smith, KDK TV. They are live in the Gulf Coast area, heading to Fort Myers, Florida, on the Big K Morning Show. 720 News Radio KDK. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, and we'll continue our conversation. KDK TV's Chris Hopman and photographer, editor Ian Smith are in Florida and in the Fort Myers area. They've been surveying the damage from Ian all weekend. And gentlemen, so again, where are you headed today?
Well, today we're actually headed back into Fort Myers, Fort Myers Beach in particular, one of the hardest hit areas. That'll be the first time we're able to see that, and that's going to be, for lack of a better term, I think a very humbling experience because, I mean, the Navajo area, we've seen the pictures, you've seen the devastation of just how these homes were just manhandled by that storm and just the sheer destructive force of nature.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be the worst of it. You know, Sanibel Island, Fort Myers Beach, those were the two areas that got hit by the winds the hardest. Again, the surrounding areas, there's flooding down there is the absolute, you know, obliteration by the wind damage.
I think a couple of points that both of you made that are so poignant. Number one, you sent me a story about, and you're not complaining, but there's a dearth of stuff. And for the folks living there, it's real hard to even get food. Is it not, gentlemen?
It is. It's been rough, you know, especially for the people that have to live here. You know, we can get by for a couple of days on, you know, on granola bars and peanut butter and jelly. But the people that live here, you know, one of the biggest things was gasoline. And you know, it's finally a lot of stations are starting to come back online. But, you know, it was like, you couldn't find an open gas station. So people were desperate. You know, they're waiting in line, you know, sometimes when the first gas station's open, 2-3 hours to get gas. They have their generators they got to run, too. It's not just for their car, you know, it's the generators and stuff. So, but those are starting to come back. So life is slowly starting to return to some normalcy. More grocery stores are opening, things like that.
But to your point, there are parts that will be years and years, like, total devastation. I heard on Fort Myers Beach on the island there, every single car was submerged and most of the homes are significantly damaged or total disasters.
From the images, yeah, it certainly seems that way. And I saw some time-lapse video showing the storm surge. And this was water going up and over the palm trees. You're talking like 10-foot tall palm trees, 15-foot tall. And the water's going over them. I mean, just that sheer destructive force. I mean, you look at the befores, the afters, and just it's unbelievable to just see, like, in the course of a few hours, what nature can just do.
Absolutely. One thing I wanted to add, gentlemen, is the positive down here is the, you know, is in any horrible situation, boy, people come together to help each other.
Nice.
You know, there are people, anybody with a boat, when we were in Northport, was coming there to pull people out of their houses. Anybody with a, you saw airboats showing up, kayaks, rowboats, you know, people on SUVs, air, you know, anything. It was just, it's so heartwarming to see that.
Like, and you can't spit down there without running into a Pittsburgher, someone from this region, right?
Yeah, pirate and stealer stuff everywhere, even during this.
We've gotten so many messages saying, oh, my grandma lives down there, or my sister, you know, some family member lives down there. It was impacted. Fortunately, lots of the messages have said they're safe, which is good. But it's just amazing to see, like, that there's no degree of separation in Pittsburgh. You go anywhere, you'll find someone.
Well, we appreciate your efforts. We'll look for your reports on KDK TV, and thanks for taking time for us this morning, gentlemen.
Hey, it was an honor to be on there. Thank you, guys.
Love you, boys. Fantastic
KDK TV's
job.
Chris Hopman, Ian Smith on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, 725 at KDK.
You start to get ripe down there, too. You don't get a shower, you start to get ripe.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.